Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We survived Valentine's Day. We're getting closer to daylight savings time, 3 weeks away, and that's going to make a big difference. When you wake up in the morning, it's going to be darker, but it'll be brighter at the end of the day. So when you get home, if you want to work outside, you'll be able to. And spring is 32 days away. Now, if you're looking for some encouragement, then I would like to recommend a good magazine called Green Prints. And it's a great magazine filled with short stories. And it will help to cheer you up, put a smile on your face, get you motivated, and just make you feel better, even though you got a foot of snow that you just got last night, like we did in Maine. And I'll tell you, I was lucky because I live on the western part of Maine, and we only got 8 inches. But down east Maine could get 20 inches of snow today when the storm is over. So I'm lucky. So I asked Pat Stone this morning to join us and to try and give you some encouragement that winter is coming to an end. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Glad to hear you're getting more snow. I'm so happy for you.
Pat, we've had like 3.5 feet of snow in the last 3 weeks. It's coming down like a foot a week or more. And there's another storm due in on Tuesday, which we're all excited about. Oh. I mean, there's no end to it. But, you know, growing up in New England, I know that February is the worst month for snow, and it's proving to be correct this year, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry.
I like it. Hey, I like a good snow.
I like a good snow, too, but maybe not at one every week. No,
So tell us one of your stories that will motivate us today, so that we can think about spring.
All right. Well, first let me just briefly tell you, Green Prints, my magazine, is a Weeder's Digest, a magazine of personal garden experiences. I've done it for 24 years, and every time I do a survey of my readers, they always ask for more funny stories, more humorous stories, because I think partly because that cheers them up, and partly because all of us gardeners know that humor and humus have the same word root for a reason. So this is one of the humorous stories. It's one you get free when you subscribe in the special issue I send out to new subscribers. And better than any story I've ever run, it describes why humorous stories are good for gardening. It's called The Most Important Tool, and it's written by Inez Castor of Olympia, Washington. Once again, if you subscribe, you'll get this story for free along with all the others. The other day, while weeding, I unearthed a rusty trowel, which got me started thinking about tools in general. They seem to come in two varieties, those I swear by and those I swear at. Among those I swear at are cheap trowels. They're usually stamped out of sheet metal, and they bend easily. They not only fail to do the job, they frustrate the heck out of me until I manage to break them. Just then, I glanced up briefly from my weeding and noticed that our normally well-behaved squash patch was tossing like a small boat on a choppy sea. On closer inspection, I found a pair of half-grown black and white pigs eating zucchini with more enthusiasm than zucchini usually engenders. If you've ever been faced with a problem, you already know that it's not possible for one person to herd two pigs out of anything as succulent as summer squash. Believe me, I tried. The only results were trampled squash and hyperactive pigs. About that time, Gene, the owner of the pigs, joined me, and we began working on a strategy to get the little porkers back on their own side of the fence. We planned our attack carefully, while the pigs speeded up their squash consumption. Pigs aren't stupid. They knew their feast was about to be interrupted. It wasn't going to be easy, because pigs are noticeably short of handles. Remember the greased pig contest once popular at county fairs? I don't think those pigs really had to be greased. Slippery is their natural condition. Jean tells me that her pigs weigh about 75 pounds. They are, after all, baby pigs. I suppose she's right if the pig is holding still and cooperating. But once you figure in this struggle factor, you effectively double the pig's weight. Jean said we'd have to be quick. There was just one minor problem. I thought we were each going to grab one end of the closest pig, heave it over the fence, and then tackle the other one. Jean expected me to grab an entire pig. The next thing I knew, I was clutching the south end of a northbound pig whose wild squeal seemed to have short-circuited my brain. I couldn't let go. I was flat on my belly, still hanging on, when the pig squealed and plowed his way right through the fresh heap of rabbit manure we'd piled so conveniently near the squash patch. We did finally get the little critters back on their own side of the fence, in spite of Jean's hysteria. Every time she looked at me, she collapsed into fresh spasms of laughter. Oh, well, it could have been worse. The cow manure is on the other side of the squash. Which brings me back to tools. The most important tool a gardener can possess is a sense of humor. Keep it oiled and not too sharp. You don't want to hurt yourself. Most of all, keep it handy. You never know when you're going to need it.
A ham sandwich and gone out with it. Maybe that would have made the pigs move a little faster.
Well, whatever it takes. Anything you've had a pig or something in your garden, you know it's trouble. I had a cow and it was brutal. But I just love that story because it illustrates that humor is a very useful thing for gardeners to have. We're all going to make mistakes. It helps that we can learn to laugh at them. And I share as many stories like that as I can in my magazine.
Exactly. And no matter how long you've been gardening, you have to keep saying to yourself, I'm going to learn something new this year.
The hard way.
And it really does help you to learn something new. And don't be scared to ask questions and to read about your garden. And in the case of your magazine, my house in Maine, you know, everybody's waking up this morning, the snowplow's gone by, the driveway's got to be shoveled, the walkways have got to be shoveled. Hopefully you can find the Sunday paper if it's not buried by the snowplow. But, you know, once you get everything cleaned and ready to go, you can sit back, read the Sunday paper, pull out a copy of Green Prints, and just sit there and smile and dream about what's going to happen, because winter's coming to an end, and some of your stories are just wonderful. They help to motivate you, to help to get you excited about what's coming, and that's the whole purpose of it, is to enjoy the garden, and your magazine does it. Now, your magazine is very unique and very different. Tell our listeners a little bit more about your magazine, the size of it, and about all of the artwork that's in it.
Okay, well, Green Prince's nickname, the Weeder's Digest, partly because it is kind of Reader's Digest size. It's beautiful little stories, a nice handy size format, And it's illustrated with wonderful art. I have 14 illustrators from all over the country and Canada who draw for it. The stories come from all over this country and all over the world. They're people's beautiful, intimate, warm, funny, touching personal experiences. Because we get food, we get flowers out of the garden, but we also get so much heart, so much joy, and so much warmth. And all those things are the kind of things that my magazine shares. It's the only one that shares that. It was voted the best small garden magazine in the country 2 years out of the last three. It's been around for 24 years. It's just been a great inspiration for other people and great fun for me to make and create it for readers.
I mean, that's the whole purpose, is to get something unique. And, you know, like a lot of gardening magazines you pick up at the store, you know, it will say Better Homes and Gardens. Well, it should say Better Homes with a Garden, because there's one or two stories on gardening and the rest of it's about the home, while yours is all about the garden. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll have you give us another story, and we'll talk a little bit more about the magazine and how people can order it with a phone number and a website.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday morning, and we are here to motivate you. Don't worry about the snow. It's poor man's fertilizer. It's protecting your ground cover, your evergreen plants. It's doing its job. In some areas, it's really doing more than its job, but it will eventually melt, so look at it that way. We're talking with Pat Stone from a wonderful magazine called Green Prints, and I know that it's something that you will really enjoy. Pat, tell us another one of the stories that people can find in the magazine.
All right, this is another story from the Weeders Reader, the free bonus issue people get when they subscribe. I should also mention that if you subscribe and mention your name, Paul Parent, I will give you an extra issue on your subscription. The subscription's $19.97 for 1 year. You can get it by going to our website, greenprints.com, greenprints like thumbprints with an S, or by calling our 800 number, 800-569-0602, 800-569-0602, or greenprints.com. This story from the special issue teaches us how weeding can heal, help us as well as our gardens. It's written by Becky Ruff of Swan, Vermont, and it's called Remedial Weeding. Last week, while driving home from the library at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I blocked the driveway of our local Dunkin' Donuts. I didn't mean to block the Dunkin' Donuts. There was a panel truck in front of me, and somewhere ahead of that, a traffic light had turned red, leaving me stranded in front of a bubblegum pink machine sign that said, Entrance. These things happen. You could think of the whole incident as a sort of vehicle game of musical chairs. This might have been all right. Small town Vermont is a reasonably laid-back environment, except for a woman in a gray Chevrolet who wanted to turn into the Dunkin' Donuts driveway now. She honked, and then honked again, louder and longer. I made apologetic faces, indicative of my inability to budge. She rolled down her window, screamed unprintable names, and made finger gestures. 10 seconds later, the light changed. She roared into the Dunkin' Donuts. I went home and weeded the lettuce. Sometimes the thing I like best about the garden is that there's nobody else in it. I have friends who, in emotional extremists, favor bubble baths, five-mile jogs, psychotherapists, or bottles of gin. I, however, have always favored weeding, solitary weeding. Gardens, along with vegetables and zinnias, dispense calm, comfort, and perspective. There's something soothing about green and dirt. As you crawl about by yourself, pulling up invasive stuff in the cucumbers, The jagged disruptions of even the most dreadful days begin to smooth themselves over. A garden exemplifies placid common sense. Give it a chance and it takes you outside yourself, reminding you that for all your petty fretting, the planet is still spinning along. And there's an unmistakably remedial aspect to weeding. Yank up crabgrass, peppergrass, knotweed, and horsetail. Tear out, cautiously, with a glove, the awful stuff that my field guide refers to as horrible thistle. Obliterate hawkweed, ragwort, and prickly lettuce. It's like yanking up the bureaucrats, the traffic jams, the nightly news, and that nutcase down the road who writes those appalling letters to the editor. Weed long enough, and you'll feel better. In fact, you'll even start to come around on the people thing. Some people, after all, are your loved ones, your spouse, your children, your dearest friends, people without whom your life would be sad and dull, devoid of laughter, conversation, hugs, and shared peanut butter toast. We need each other. No person is an island. And after an hour or so of interacting with chickweed and dandelion, this begins to once again look like a positive proposition. Which brings me back to the woman in the gray Chevrolet. I'll doubtless never know what drove her to the point of shrieking at a perfect stranger inadvertently blocking the donut lane. It could have been whining children, a delinquent babysitter, a surly husband, or a tyrannical boss. Her day could have been beset with tax collectors, broken pipes, and flat tires. She probably thought she needed a donut. But I can tell you what she really needs. She needs a garden.
And that is so true. My dad was a chef, and he would leave to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning to get all of his gravies and sauces ready for the day. And when he got home, he would change out of his cooking whites, put on a pair of jeans, grab a ball of beer and the radio, and go weed for an hour, and then he was normal. So that story that you just read is true. Pat, thank you. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gang Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Let's go right to the phone line. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Michelle from Maine with a question about sunflowers.
Michelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Gang Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a question that is about soil medium for using when growing sunflower sprouts. Also, if you were growing lettuce indoors, what would you use for soil medium?
Okay.
I'm needing too much to sterilize it in the oven at home.
No. You don't need to do that.
Okay.
What you want to do is... there's a company called Black Gold,
okay.
And they're a Canadian company, and they make a lightweight potting soil that has been sterilized. And all you got to do is open the bag, pour it in your window box, plant your seed, and you don't have to worry about it being heavy, so that the seeds, as they germinate, have trouble poking their way through it. And Black Gold products are all sterilized except for their garden soils. They've been sterilized naturally in the field, but everything else has been taken care of, so there's no insects, there's no diseases, and that way you're going to get off to a good start when you're starting plants inside or repotting
houseplants. Now, tell me what your first question was again.
Well, I wanted to grow sunflower sprouts, which require a soil medium.
Right.
And also, earlier you were speaking about growing lettuce indoors, and I thought that was a good idea. But that's going to take a reasonable amount of growing medium.
Yeah. If you want to grow sunflowers and get a head start, what you want to buy are the six packs, because they don't transplant well when you separate them. So what I do is, if you go down to your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store, they sell these plastic trays with or without holes. They're 11 inches wide by 22 inches long, and they have inserts. And they have four packs or six packs, and they're all different sizes. And what you're going to need is a six-pack or a four-pack that's roughly 2 inches by 2 inches. And what you do is you put two seeds in each of the individual cells. So they look just like a giant egg carton. And that way you plant them, you let them grow. When it's time to put them outside, you pop them out, there's no shock. And what happens is, if you're trying to grow the real tall ones, the mammoth, and you try and thin and divide them, you break apart the root system, and they'll never get to their maximum height. Oh. But if you grow them individually, they're going to get a lot taller. I personally love sunflowers, and I take a section of my vegetable garden. I can't eat everything that the vegetable garden produces, so I've broken it up into sections, and last year it worked out beautiful, and this year I'm going to do the same thing. And it's a raised bed. So it's 10 foot by 30 feet. And what I do is, right down the center, I put a row of the mammoth, the ones that will get to be 10 feet or more in height. And then I'll buy a series of sunflowers with different colors, with different shapes and different heights. And I plant that bed so it's all sunflowers, and you're getting some that are like daisies. You're getting some that are like a more tight and more compact flower, and some of them are even multiple stems. So they don't just grow one flower. They'll grow, they'll branch out, they'll have multiple branches and multiple flowers. And I'll tell you, during July, August, and September, that sunflower bed is the talk of the neighborhood, and it makes such a great cut flower. You can go in there once a week and then cut some that are copper, some that are all yellow, some that are orange, some that are bicolors or three or four colors on the same. Make a whole big vase full of these sunflowers. And they're beautiful. But I always start them in these six packs. Again, a 2x2. I use the black gold potting soil, not garden soil, because they add compost to it. They add sphagnum peat to it. They put earthworm castings. Blend it all. It's all sterilized. And you just fill the tray, push the seeds in about a half an inch deep, covered with soil. Give them a good drink. Keep them warm. Let them go. And then what you're going to find is, once they get to be about, an inch or two in height, And, you know, this time of the year, it's still a little bit early to plant them, but they bend towards the light, so they'll face the window. So what I do is every morning, I pick up the tray, I spin it, and that seedling will bend the other way. And that way, it keeps it compact, and it doesn't grow all twisted, and it works much, much better. But if you can get these little trays there, they're inexpensive. You can buy, I buy the tray that's solid. That way, when I water, I don't have to worry about the water running all over the windowsill and on the floor and on the wallpaper and everything else. And you put the insert in it. When you're done, you just rinse them off and save them for the following year. And if you've got some that are used, all you do is you take a gallon of water, add an ounce of bleach, shake it up well, and then just soak them in the Clorox and water for a couple of minutes, rinse them off with the hose to get the Clorox off, and they're totally sterile. And you can use them over and over and over.
Good. Thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a great season. And if you run into a problem or you have a question, call us back. We'd love it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about hydrangeas.
Barry, good morning. Did you get a little snow last night, Barry?
Yes, we did, Paul. But I'm preparing for spring, so it really doesn't bother me.
Good.
I've talked to you about this before. We moved a blue hydrangea, I don't know which one, 5 years ago in the middle of the summer from a property that was being all torn up. And for 3 years did not have no blooms at all. Last year we had maybe 10. So I wanted to know if there's some magic that I can use this year to try and fill it out. It's maybe 6 feet wide by 6 or 7 feet tall.
Oh, wow. Okay,
it's
now
huge.
Now this is the blue ball-shaped one, right?
No.
Or is it more cone?
It's got a flat top to it.
The blossom itself has a flat top?
Yes.
Okay. And does it have big flower petals and then some that are small?
Yes.
Okay. That is called a lace cap hydrangea.
Okay.
So there's the one that's grown like a cone. That's called a PG. The ones that are in the ball are like the Endless Summer and Blushing Bride and many, many varieties. And a lot of the ball-shaped varieties are not as winter hardy in Maine. The ice cream cone shaped ones, hardy all over the state. But the flat top and the big flowers are usually on the outside edges.
Right.
Those are sterile. They are there to attract the bees to come to the plant, and the ones in the middle are smaller in size, and those are fertile, and they'll make a seed. What they call lace cap hydrangea. Okay, now, what you need to do is the bigger the root system, the stronger the plant is going to grow. So use a fertilizer like Dr. Earth with probiotics, or Espoma has a great hydrangea fertilizer, and they have a micro package that they have added to their fertilizer also. Now, in the late fall, if you can take a product like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop and spray all of those sticks, usually around Thanksgiving. The waxy film of the Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop will prevent moisture loss, and that will ensure that you have more blossoms on that plant. So fertilize it in, well, God knows when the snow's going to melt in Maine. There's so much of it. But normally during April or early May, and then if you can feed it again in July, any plant that flowers in the spring is making the flower buds during July, August, and September. So azaleas, rhododendron, forsythia, bridalwreath, spirea, any of your spring or early summer, they're making the buds during the late summer, early fall. So if you've got a dogwood that's not blooming, feed it at that time of the year. If you've got a crab or a cherry, or you've got fruit trees that are not producing blossoms, part of it could be that they're too young. But if you can feed them during July, it will help them to make more flower buds and more blossoms. Okay? So put some mulch around them. Then when all the leaves come off, use an anti-desiccant spray like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, and you're going to be in good shape. But your lace cap is hardier than the ball like Endless Summer.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with wanting to talk about weather.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Have you had enough of it yet?
Hey, Paul. Well, you know, I have two things. One is about the weather. The other thing is about a prior caller. I heard her talking about sunflowers, but I actually heard her talking about sprouts. I think what she wants to do is grow them like people grow wheatgrass. Have you ever heard of that?
And actually eating the plant.
Yeah. What you do is you grow them in, like, I grow them in I used to, I don't do them anymore, but you grow them in cafeteria trays. Do you know how big they are?
Right.
And you start one each day, so therefore you have one to cut every day because they take about 7 to 10 days to get to their full, to the point where you wouldn't want them to be any tougher and you wouldn't want them to be any smaller. And then you take scissors or a knife and you cut them down and you make a salad out of them. I don't think she was wanting to grow them for the garden.
Oh, okay.
So
now
she was asking, what do I do with the soil? And what I do is, what we used to do, this is at an institute in Boston, indoors, we used to compost, because it was about an inch of soil in the cafeteria tray, and you kind of pat it down, and then you put the, you take sunflower seeds and you soak them overnight, because they're kind of thick, and then you drain them, and then you kind of put them on the surface of this cafeteria tray, and you kind of push them down a little, and then we used to just put we didn't even water them, really. And then we put another cafeteria on it upside down and put that away for about 3 days, and it would sprout. And then we'd take off the roots, and then we would take off the top and put it in the sun on shelves, and then it would be about another 4 days. And then we would chop them down, and then we would have that residual soil with the roots, and we would just compost them.
Great idea.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I think that's what she was getting at.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good, and I'm sure she's still listening. And,
I hope so.
And if she is, then you just gave her the answer. Thank you.
Yeah, I recommend using some good sterile soil, though. I think your idea about the soil was spot on.
Yeah.
The other thing was about the weather. Yeah, I've kept track for 10 years, but I didn't do as good a job as I thought. So I went back 6 years on snowfall up here in central Maine, and according to my math, and which I actually use a calculator just in case, we are well above average. This was up to Valentine's Day, so it didn't include the last snowstorm. We were a little above average, which was 52.8 inches, and when I did this all up on whatever day it was, the 13th, we're at 63. So we're a little above, but for the entire year, we can actually expect another 22 inches.
Yeah, so we're going to be close to almost, 90 to 100 inches.
Well, the average for the last 6 years is 75 inches, even though 1 year in 08 it was 106, 09 it was 76, then it was 53, 98, 51, 66. So the average ended up being 75.
Okay.
So, but I didn't add in this last snowstorm because I made the cutoff, the same for every year, and it just happened to be right before snowfall.
Right. Then we got a foot, and we got some more last night, and there's more coming on Tuesday.
So that was 22 inches. So if you subtract the two storms we just had, we're actually probably right about there, which just means this is an abnormal year.
Yeah. And just think, like 2 years ago, I can remember by the second week in April, my lawn was about 6 inches high and really, really needed to be mowed.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, it wasn't until May that I actually mowed.
Yeah,
so
that year of 2012 was 51 inches. We didn't get that much snow.
Yeah, so, every year is going to be a different story, and, we are New Englanders, and we just have to adjust, that's all.
We are tough.
We're tough.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for the phone call and for the information about the sprouts. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We are headed to France, and we would love to have you join us. This is going to be a real adventure. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. You're going to learn about gardening when you're on this trip with us. We're going to tell you more about it. But go to my website, paulparent.com. Click on France. And all the information is there. It's the 70th anniversary of Normandy. And the United States supplied 75% of the men and equipment.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.